Okay. Pasuk says, "Vizir Yitzchak, Beretz Ahi, V'Yimitzah B'Shana Himei Sharim, Erechei Hashem." Rashi brings down two pshatim. The second pshat brings down the Medrash and Chazal. I'm going to say, "Nu, what's this Meir Sharim over here?" Oymid Zel Ma'isus Haya. It was a cheshbon of making cheshbon for Ma'isus over here. Emerson, the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph of Milchus Malachim, where the Rambam goes through the whole the Seder Kabbalah Hamitzvos in the chronological order. So he says that Adam Rishon was Mitzvah on six mitzvahs, Noach on the seventh, Eimon Achai, and then Yitzchak goes on, what Avram did, Shachris, and because Yitzchak Hifrish Meiser, V'hoiz Tfil Acheres, Lefnois HaYayim. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came, it was Mashlam. Arichas and Rambam there, the whole Ishtalshalos of the Kabbalah Satayra. And Pekter Rambam, Pekter Ayvid, that Chayroi Loimar, who is Pal Shachris, Vifish Meiser? Yes, why does Rambam say that Yitzchak was Hifrish Meiser, before we find that Avraham Avinu was also Mafrish Meiser. So why does Rambam wake up by Yitzchak by Meiser? It was a pasuk in our parasha. Because by Avraham Avinu it says, V'itein loy Meiser Mikol. By Malki Tzedek, after the Mechama, to save Stein, save light. So it says they gave Malki Tzedek Meiser Mikol from all the Shlal. So why is Rambam only? Why is Rambam Misyaches Meiser to Yitzchak, read by Avraham Avinu? So the Kesmish of Rashi say that the Malk of the Rambam is the Medrash on Pasuk on our Pasuk. Rashi brings down Yimsa B'Shanahi Me'Sharim Shembad Mekdel Asron, and that was Yitzchak's Takana. So he says, so the Radvan says, what was by Avram? What's in the Avram of Yitzchak? He says, Avram was by that because Yitzchak was Mafresh from Gula Karka. It was Iker Meiser from Gula Karka. Meila by Yitzchak, Avram gave him, was from the Shalal. But the Iker Chiyah Meiser, the Raisa, is from Gula Karka. And Meila, that's why we talk about Yitzchak. Oh. In other words, Fizek comes out that Yitzchak Betzim was Mafresh Meiser from Tevuah, Meiser from produce. And the Chassid also writes that Avraham Avinu was Mafresh, and Yaakov Mafresh Meiser Ksofen. But Yitzchak was the Deraisa. That's why the Ram talks about the Meiser of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak's Meiser was the Deraisa. It was Meiser Ksofen. See later about that, whether Meiser Ksofen is Pasha that it's Drabanon or is it Deraisa. But the Chassam Sofer is going over here that explain the Rambam. If we say that the reason why the Rambam is Mesiachas, the mitzvah of Meiser the Yitzchak, because that's Deraisa, the Pshat is that Avram and Yaakov, that they were Mafresh Meiser Ksofen, so over there that wasn't Deraisa. But that's the Radvaz Mahalach and the Chassam Sofer. But the Kesem Mishnah says that Avraham Avinu Betzem, it wasn't really Meiser. That when he gave Malki Tzedek, it wasn't Tarius. Meiser Stam, he's mechabed him. Since he gave him Lechem, Hoysel Lechem Yayin, even Birchayz, he gave him Meiser, but it wasn't Medin Meiser Mamish. So Akban Vinishvi, Fidur Radvaz comes out interesting that. Comes out from him that Meiser Ksofim is not the Raisa, Meiser Prayers is the Raisa, Meiser Tfu is the Raisa, and that was what Yitzchak was Masakin. So, members of the Fidur Dad, that's my Shumigin to share Meiser Ksofim in Parashas told us, you should wait for Vayetse, or Parashah before, the Avraham Avinu. So, Akapanim, oh. So, Derech Agav, if we're saying that the Shabbat Avraham Avinu was together Meiser, and saw that the Fir Vaz, it was Meiser Ksofim. once Reb Chaim Kanevsky is down the Shaila, if a guy finds an Aveda and he gave back in Lach Yish and he gave back to the Bailam, if the Mishur is a din, yeah? Does the Bailam have to take off Meiser? Yeah? That was the Shaila. So he says, no, I mean, the question is whether the Meitzah has to take off Meitzah. Is the Meitzah God, he gave back to the Bailam, right? So by Ram Avinu, he got all the Shlal, right? But he gave it back to Melech Tzedakah, and still he took off Meitzah. He took off Meitzah from the Shlal, even though he wasn't kind of it, right? He took it, and he gave it back to Melech Tzedakah, the Shlal. And still he took off Meitzah. So you see, someone finds an Aveda, yeah? Someone finds $100,000, yeah? And the Flim Shur then gives it to the owner. He has to take off Meiser before he gives it to the guy. That's what he said. So, Agapanim, couldn't cast mission. It's not right. Couldn't cast mission. That wasn't really Meiser. It was just Tam, Matana Balma. Wasn't a Gedder Meiser. Then there's no Raya. Then there's a Fakir the Shaila Meiser, you declare. What happened? What happens to the guy himself? The guy lost the money and he's Miayish. And then he himself finds it. Yeah? Or someone finds and gives it to him. Does he have to take off Meiser? Do we say that once he's Miayish? Right? So that might be telling what the God of Yish is. If Yish is Pshad is, like many Chorinim say, that Yish is not Hefker. It's just that it's like a Biasi's Hefker Biasi, the Chorinim say. Sivis, Sais, others. Yeah? So Melech Batsem, but once you find it yourself, means you never really lost it, never left your Rishos. Only if someone else gets it, then leave your Rishos. But once you find it yourself, so Michal Gavna, you never left your Rishos. Child is, if Yish is Mamash Hefker, so now you're Betzim Zechim and Hefker, so then the Chari could be inside, you should have to give a Maisa.
In the first case, how did Moshe Paskin?
What?
How did Moshe Paskin?
Not Moshe, it's Chaim Kanevsky. He bought it, I don't know, it was in Sefer Time of the Cross, Sefer Chumash, so I don't know if it was Alachal Maisa, just in Sefer Chumash, it means a Raya from Avraham Avinu. Yeah.
Avram didn't like it wasn't like returning a lost thing, like, what Avram, how's it similar to the Mitzvah, because what, no, Avram, he won the Shlal, it was like his, he was, oh, he's saying he was kind of ready, it was his, like, yeah, and then he gave it back.
I mean, why was he kind of it?
He's paying
me back. So the Shaila, maybe it's a kinyan of Muhammad, the kinyan of Kibbush Muhammad. I think there are those that say that this is the Yikayin of the Shalal, it's a din kibush mochama that Yikayin it. You don't have to like, make a kinyan. It could be such a tzad. There's din kibush mochama, which means that Yikayin it automatically. It's a mela whose taka is. He doesn't give it back. It's mamash present balma. Mashenkin by Mitzia. Maybe it's not a raya. Because there, you don't have mind to be kind it. I hear. Okay. Now, I'm going to skip the next little part because it's late already and there's a lot to do here. So the question is, the very basic question, in the whole chiyuv of Maisa Ksofim, what is the nature of the chiyuv? Is it a chiyuv deraisa? Is it a chiyuv derabanan? Or is it not even a chiyuv derabanan? Is it a minug? Which, you know, outside that's a minug, we'll see. Some of Shem say it's a minug. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take it lightly, because as we'll see, the Maram Rukmu, who says the minug, still he's very machmer on it. Like people like saying, oh, it's a minug, you have to machmer, but it's still a minug, you know? Minug is still a minug, right? Okay. So the question is, what's going on over here? So in Taisvis, the Taisvis in Tainis, Tessam Ral, within the Gemara says, means that a story of Yechanan Ashkechei V'inuka Rish Lakish. Yechanan bumped into Rish Lakish's kid. He told him, Emeli Sukayach. Tell me a pasuk. I'm like, Aser to Aser. So he asked him, what's Aser? What's a double Lashon? I'm like, Aser, Bashvel to Shatis Asher. The double Lashon is, you get mice and then you get rich. And Gemara says that you lie even test Hashem. This is one mitzvah, you lie to test Hashem. And that you'll get rich. Oh. Tara is where that applies to Maaser Ksavim. The Ikar Pasuk is talking about Maaser Tvua. Yeah. Now Taisa says it brings down from Sifri. On this pasuk, Asatasser, it's called Tvua Zaracha. Hayoitza Sada Shana Shana. Eliel Tvua Zaracha. Shechuy B'Maaser. Ribis Prakmatia says the Medrash. The Sifri Menach. V'chol Shar Revachim Minayin. Tamloimar. S Lorabba is ribis prakmat yechol davish merviach boy. Tais brings down that it seems to be a drasha. S Lorabba is, yeah. S called for zaracha, not only the tefuah but even the whole list over there. Prakmat yeh ribis sharavachim the yat yichiv gemaiser on all your prophets. So. However, the Bach, the Taz brings down the Bach in Yeridel Shinlam and Aleph, that the Taz brings down the Bach. The Bach says that Ma'ase Mamon is Ein Bo Chiv Loi Midat Tayrav Loi Mid Rabbanan, and the Taz Tameh. The Taz says no, that the Chiv Ma'aser is like Ma'aser Ani. Ma'aser Ani, the third and sixth year we give Ma'aser Ani, together with Ma'aser Rishon, supposed to the first and second, and fourth and fifth is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. So the Taz says we should medama Ma'aser Ksofim to Ma'aser Ani. We bring down from his father-in-law, Bach. The Bach says that there's no chiyuv, not even chiyuv Rabbana. So he asks from the Simon in the beginning of Simon Reish Mem Tes. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Bach is not alone over here. The Bach, Betzim, has a mocker in the Ram Rutenberg. He's the earliest mocker to say that the Chi of Meiser is only a minute. But I said before, you'll see in the Ram Rutenberg, he doesn't take this minute lightly at all. He writes like this. There was a shayla was whether he used it for something else. So he says, Mois Meiser Yira, Acher Shech Ziku, Los is laniyim, ein l'shanois l'mitzvah cheres. The nira kegoyz laniyim. Yeah. Af apish ein min atayra ela minhag. Hakayim alon dvar mishum tam achem minhag mesi yadur shaylatim with name. Like domly, Gemara in Erichin says that you menadiv nerem norbez kneses. You allow change for mitzvah cheres. Shani hasam idivini mitzvah l'gavaya. Either way, whichever mitzvah you give me, you are menadiv money to pay for the oil. And then the shul, you want to give a different mitzvah? Fine. A mois ma'aser ksofim says the Bach, kfar zochu bo'anim al yidei minug. So there's a minug over here because there's a very serious minug over here. Yeah, it's a minug, but the kfar zochu bo'anim machmas a minug. Yeah, that's pretty intense. Yeah, and maybe you can't be mishanim for something else because the neem kilo was eicher, shave it on it, whatever that means. The neem was eicher. So maybe English has mitzvah chet. So Meila, that's the like the Bach. The Bach says only a minute. The Maisa, the Taz, as the Kash in the Bach, Sim Resh Mem Tes, which is really Bchalma Pasha Dizraya. Because what it says in Sim Resh Mem Tes, the Torah in the Rambam, that it talks about how much, what is the Chiyav of Staka. So Shir Nesin Shinosna. Im Yodim HaSegas, Yitin Kfi Yitzar HaNiyam. If you have all the money in the world, then you give whatever the Niyam need. Men Yodim HaSegas, Kol Kach, Yitin Ad Chaymish, you have less than a tenth, ayin ra. Oh, so Bach says, you see that Ma'aser Ksofim is a chiv. It's a chiv, not just a minute. Dr. Shvus Yankiv, then no, Adarabba. From there we see, not like the Bach. Why? Because, what does the Rambam write over there? It'll say Shulchan Aruch, and it says Beis. Lo'il miyim na'atzmai, pachis mishlishis ha'shekel l'shana. Minimal, you have to give a third of a shekel for tzedakah. And if you give less than that, you're not mekayim mitzvah. So what do we see? That me'ikar adin, ikar chiyuv tzedakah, is just a shlish of a shekel. Not ma'aser. Right? And what does it say if a guy gives less than 10%? Ayin ra. Yeah? Ayin ra. Right? But we find it by shir of chumah. Right? There's midas beini, there's midas Right? There's one out of 40, one out of 50, one out of 60. Ayin Ra, Ayin Taiva, Ayin Beni, right? So it's Ayin Ra, meaning, say it, you're a cheapskate. What does Ayin Ra mean? You're a cheapskate. Say it. But it doesn't mean that you mbatal chiyu. Yeah? So Bach brings the Raya, the Taz brings the Raya from here. That chiyu meiser, not like a shver, chiyu meiser, meiser chiyu, look at this yankin, faker, punk faker. Over there's mashma, the betzim, there's no chiyu gomor meiser. Okay, about this Indian and everything, maybe the minog. But you can't say it's a chiv if we're just saying it's ayin ra. Well, you should do it, etc. But you can't say it's a chiv gomer, and certainly not a chiv deraisa. Furthermore, he says, if you want to say that it's a chiv gomer, then so it says over there that chaymish is mitzvah mufchar. The mitzvah mufchar to give a chaymish. Chaymish and chasim, right? So what do you mean? Well, chayra, he has a kasha. The halacha is that if a marba ma'isris, ma'isris are mikul kolam. If you give more than a tenth, and ma'isrishin, ma'isasheni, yeah, ma'isani, then you're messed up. Why? Because only a tenth is ma'isr. Yeah. If I take off from my parents, I have 100 barrels. I take off instead of 10, I take off 10 bushels instead of 10. I take off 10. I take off 15. Right? What's chal the ma'aser? Only 10 is ma'aser. That means the other five. I want to make a ma'aser. That means I'm not. The 10 is not ma'aser on the extra five. I think that all 15 is ma'aser. So what comes out? The 10 ma'asers the 95, and those that extra five. I want to take off 15. That extra five. It itself is not ma'aser, so only 10 is ma'aser. That means it's tevel. It means it's tevel, so that means ma'aser is mikul kolam. If you take off too much, then you mess up everything. Now you have tevel chum, rav mzeh mzeh, and you're giving the ani, you think you're a big tzaddik, and you end up you're messing him up. So how can you say this? If you tell me that ma'aser ksofim is like ma'aser ani, then how could it be an inyan to be chaymish? This is the Chayrish to Kapela, because the Pashtis, you know, see, maybe it'll have been not like that. Pashtis, the whole din of Marba Maestris, Maestris and Mekukolim, that's Dafka, when something that's Tevel, when something is Tevel, which means you have 100 bushels of apples, yeah? So it's Tevel, you can't eat it, right? It's awesome. It's awesome to eat it. Until you take with the Maestr, now it becomes Mutati. If you take off too much, that means we explained that the extra was not taken off ma'aser, and it itself doesn't become ma'aser, so you're left with tevel. Yeah? That's by tevel. But something, if ma'aser ksof and pashtis, it doesn't make tevel. Even though there's a shtikl mashmois, we'll see it in Maril later, maybe it's sad that it actually makes tevel, which would mean you can't use your get your paycheck until you take off ma'aser, you can't use the money. Which that zikha of the minig is not like that. But Sadiqa, the pasha says that it doesn't make tevel. It doesn't make tevel, then taking off more, you don't get messed up. It's only when by something that's tevel, you take off too much, you get messed up. So Kapanim said, this kasha of the Shosyan Kukar is not a kasha. Kapanim, at least the Taz is Tameya on the Bach from Simon Reshman Tes, that the Shosyan Kukar says, no, not a kasha, but anything if I cared, if it is mashma, it's not a chiv gomer. Oh, then he brings down though that Taisus in Tainus we mentioned Safri, Smashma. That is a chiyud raisa. So there he says, no, you have to say that it's only a smachta. And the Bach wasn't worried about that because it was not a sign, it's not a Gemara. It's only a smachta. And therefore the Bach says it's not even a chiyud rabbana. Oh yes, another Qkasha. If you want to say that Maisa Ksofim is the Taz is Mashma, right? Maisa Ksofim is for Maisa Ani. And we just said before, when do you give Maisa Ani? Right? The third and sixth year. Yeah? Twice out of 7 years. So Mela, but it means Maisa Ksofim should also only be every couple of years you have to give Maisa Ksofim, right? If you want to be Madame to Maisa Ani. Elamai. It's not a chiyuv ma'aser. It's a new din of ma'aser itself. It's not a chiyuv ma'aser. Ma'aser of what we call ma'aser tefillah, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, ma'aser ani. It's a new chiyuv. It's the new chiyuv, and that could be just a minhag. So meila, it's not connected to that chiyuv. Okay, it's good. He brings down the chavis yor. He brings down from his brother-in-law, David Oppenheim, that he brings and said lashon of the alkut is al remez prakmatia. That he's taken from Meiser, la mole atayra, this is remez. Remez mash was only Rabbanan. Again, that's not so pashit. There's a Ramban that has a Vikuch the Rambam about that in Sharish Gimel. Where the Rambam, in Sharish Gimel, says mitzvahs that aren't Noig L'dairis, you can only count and say mitzvahs. Mele has a taina on the Bahak for counting the mitzvah of the Loyavoyu Lirois, Kavalas, Akkadish, and Meisu, which is the mitzvah that the Levim could not look when the Kohen would cover up the clay of Mikdash when they were in the Midbar. And the Ram says, not Noig L'dairis. He has a discussion. Maybe it's talking about stealing klisharis, because the Gemara says that someone steals a klisharis. Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Hanoyim Pagan Boy, and we mean the Gemara brings down the pasuk. Leivoy Liros Kabbalas Kaiyish Vemesu. That if you steal klisharis, Yichayv Misa. So Ram says, Dai Sipek Ba'amram Remes. As long as it's a Remes, it means it's not the Raisa. So maybe you can't count it as stealing klisharis. Then the Ramban has a Rikas. He demonstrates. Many places you see the remes could be the raisa. It says, we say remes le'edim zaymim. Yeah? The Gemara says. Gemara Makis. Remes le'edim zaymim, that they get malchus, they have a menachos of Russia. Yeah? It says remes, they zichud the raisa. Yeah? So, now, legabe, that's mshaylo of what is the gather of ma'isik sofim? Is it a gather of tztaka, it's a shared tztaka? Or is it taka some inyan of meiser, like we saw in Taz Madame to meiser ani? And could be kam nafkamin is the gather of chakira. What is the gather of the mitzvah of meiser? Is it a gather of tztaka, it's a shared tztaka? Or is it a din in some type of gather of meiser? So a big nafkamina could be agabe. If you come nafkaminas, might be agabe. Whether you could deduct expenses, we'll see in berichas. Whether you could taste the kodesh baruch hu in meiser. But by meiser peiris, there it says chanunin abezayis, and whether it's in a tevel, and you have to give it to Afkatan Ani, you could give it to other mitzvahs. That's also a big shaila. We'll see about that by Richos. What could you use for Meiser money, right? What do you have to do with the Meiser money? You have to give it to an Ani. You buy mitzvahs with it. You buy yourself an estrog with it. You buy yourself a pair of tefillin with it. What exactly can you buy? Estrog Mahudr? We'll see. Okay, so first shaila they want to discuss is what about deducting expenses? So, harei by ma'isa ani, yeah, what happens? A person, yeah, he plows, he puts the seeds in, he fertilizes it, he waters it. There's a lot of investment that goes into farming. What happens? The fruit grows, whatever fruit grows, he takes off 10%, right? He doesn't have a spreadsheet of all the expenses and he ducks the expenses, right? Elmai, 10% of what's produced, yeah, he has to give the ani. Right? So chayra, at first glance, if we say lefi taz, that's daima to meiser ani, and then the chayr, you shouldn't be able to deduct expenses. Halacha, obviously we say, we do deduct expenses that are work-related expenses. The guy's a business, you know, he has to pay rent, he has to pay workers, he has to pay electricity. So all that's deducted And at the end of the day, he makes $100,000, but he also invested the $50,000, right? So whatever is deducted, then he takes the ma'aser from the profits. But ma'aser, if it's ma'aser ani, then he shouldn't be able to deduct expensive. So here, the Chavis Yar, that was brought down before, he has a tshuva about ma'aser k'safim. He says that since Zon Rabbanon, Zon Rabbanon, so Chazal, you know, the dimin to Ma'is Ani, since Zon Rabbanon, so they were not Machayev you to take off 10% of all your earnings, and they say no, it's 10% of the profit, not the gross. The Chavis Yar. The Chavis Yar says it has to be that way. He says otherwise, where do they make money? They used to go in ships and go to the Far East. They would bring back gold and silver and diamonds and Karnai Shein used to bring tusks, I guess, from elephants and monkeys and parrots. He has a whole list over here. Hamela, but the outlay was tremendous. The ship cost a lot of money. The traveling to far away it was very expensive. So if they would have to they would have to take off Meiser on whatever it is that they sell, and they couldn't deduct all expenses, then they'd be paupers, right? So Elamai. You have to say that you deduct expenses. So he says, this is very interesting. He says, I by Meiser only we don't deduct expenses. So he says, over there, the whole Indian of things growing, yeah, is a mess, right? Because what you invested, you put in the seeds and everything, that's gone, yeah? This that it grows, say it's a new thing. That's how he looks at it. So Meila, you don't count the seeds and everything. So Meila, Mashenke, by my Safim, there that the teva oilam is that you invest, you buy stuff, you sell, so you invest and you get back. It's not like you invest and then the stock market crashes, it's not worth anything, and then it goes up again, all of a sudden you have money. The normal thing is you invest a little bit and you sell and you make profit. Akpanim, so he wants to say Avadi can knock the expenses. Okay, this is a Shaila. This is a Chiddush, huge Chiddush. The Bergeis brings down the Kesek Daila that you could even deduct household expenses. So that's the Lalach, it's Pashet that you could deduct, even though there's a Dimin Tamai Sa'ani, and if you don't deduct expenses, you have to give it. You have to give 10% of the gross earnings, right? But still by Ma'isenat. Then this is Mamash Apella. He brings down from the Knesset Gdailov, Mamash and the Kadmainim, the Ruli Achrainim, that he says Masha Yarviach Yaiser al kol Masha Pizer Bidvari Matzrichim Lebayis. So you have to give Ma'iser after you duck all your expenses. I don't know if it means the vacation in Florida and the summer home in the Poconos. I don't know what exactly he's including. But it said, even though it's Lashon of Masha Pizer B'dvarim, but you're a Fazer. It's Lashon of, right? I'm a Fazer, I'm Fazer, you're a Fazer money. That's, anyway, but he says, so Mekhiyesa says, how can you say that? The Chiyam Ma'is is only after you deduct all your expenses, yeah? He says, Fakarit, he says, we're Medamit to Ma'iser. Ma'aser karka, ma'aser tefuah. Right? It's free in Yishalmi. All those makaris in the midrashim that learn out. S called tefuah zaracha. S is marba ma'aser ksafim. So the seed is the dimyan chazal between ma'aser ksafim and ma'aser ani. So Meili says about you have to at least from all the prophets. Yeah, like with ma'aser ani, don't say okay. The guy first he. Uses whatever he needs for his family, and then whatever's left, he gives up 10% for the honey. Right? You get 10% of whatever, of all the people. So, Mela, And he says that, yeah, he said, even the Knesset Gadol himself, even the Knesset Gadol himself says, Lefish Yesh Anoshim Shem Fish Maiz and Mainam, Loi Kiroi. Ki Metchila Eim Afish Makarin Nachi Yervichu. Umashi Yervichu Eim Afish Merevach, Rak Mashi Yervichu Yeser Al Itzosa Machil Ushtir Ksus, Mishar Dvar Mitzvich Lefazer, The Knesset Gadol himself, in the beginning of the tshuva, says that you're not yoreis ma'isik sofim if you only take off after all you deduct all your household expenses. So the shtickel steer m'nei bay. The maskana of the chida is that avada yevachiv, avada yevachiv to take a ma'is before the household expenses. And Meili says that when the Knesset Gadol says Masha viach yoyser Masha pizer, that also he did say that. Yeah. He means you take off from the revach from what you took the hitzayis from, but not what's left after the hitzayis. Lashon because it's not so much like that, but Maaseh is a good case because in the beginning, because the shreis chayav kayam on people that take off Maaseh and they're not doing karoi because they only take off Maaseh after all their expenses. So that l'chayer, I'm saying, it seems to be an open and shut case. That's pasha that ma'aser is before the household expenses. That's the chiyuv. But ma'aser, I saw that the Tzitzel Yezer, he wants to say not like that. He says, not like the chidah, yeah. Macher, he said, according to what I wrote somewhere else, the most place can hold. That my sofim is only minug; it's not a chiv d'raisa or drabanan. Meili says, since it's only a minug, so meila about this it's nice to makabel minug. But when you makabel the minug, when you start taking meiser, you could be makabel only to take a meiser after it's tzaras habayis if you want. But he said, if you're ready, we're taking off ma'aser and everything, then you have to be hataras chacham. So he, which means that was a very big chiddush to Mekel over here. We saw before, even the Maram Rutenberg, that learns that it's a minug, but he didn't take it lightly. So, and here the Beis Yosef brings around even the Knesset Gadol himself that you can't deduct household expenses. So to me, that was a very big chiddush. You don't say it's a minug, but to Mekel, the only thing is after your household expenses, again, what's called household expenses, then there won't be much mice and money left after that, right? There's 10% of whatever's left, yeah? So after the vacations, and after three cars, and after who knows what, you know? So, then Chavis Yov, here he writes something which was Mamish Shai, which is super duper schwer. Because it was Ma'aseh Shehaya that there were the two shutfim. The tiny is the one had tiny than the other one. Because you when you're in a shutfis, so you take all, each one has his expense account, right? And then whatever's left, they divide, they have profits. Right? We take off expenses. This one they had to travel, this one had to do this and that, buy something else. You take off expenses. So one in the list of expenses, so the schayer came in on a ship, right? He had to hire workers. So the shutif, who was overseeing that, he took off money for his payment, right? He took off money for his work. He's a shutif, yeah? He took off money, okay, he charged $100 an hour. He was overseeing the delivery of his own stuff, right? So he wanted to take off as expenses before the profits, $100 an hour for his own, paying himself. He hired himself, yeah. And Mela, and then the profits were obviously less, and then he wanted to split the profits. That the shutuf came tain is what I mean. Shutuf, you don't pay, your own work is not cool expenses that you're getting paid for. You're the baal boss, right? You don't pay yourself a salary, right? And then you know whatever's left, you divide with your shutuf. That doesn't get included. So that was a shaila. So Yaivitz, so his maskan is that he can't the shutuf can't take off can't take a salary. So Yaivitz brings it down. And he wanted to say, "Ema shutuf goli daite." If he's in galadas that he's going to take off, then he could. Oh, akapanim. What's the get to meiser? Zog Yaivitz, who are dealing in meiser ksofim. Shemishyesh leesik, yochel legal is daitoi. Shemenak is chara oil pulasai. Leitzak was meisel kesavu. Right. So this is. So what did Yaivit say? Who adin? Yeah, the guy has business. He's working in the business, right? So that's him. He would be taking a salary, and maybe only take off meiser on the profits after his salary. Just like he has other workers, he pays them, he doesn't take a meiser on everything, he takes a meiser, whatever's left after all expenses. So part of expenses is his own salary. That's what Yaivitz says. And this L'chaira is a Pel Otzum. Why is it Pel Otzum, Maishi? Oh, because even if you want to say he's getting $100 an hour, but as a worker, as a paid worker, he has to take a meiser on that anyway. So what does he gain? What's the difference if it's called profits, he has to take of mice because profits, or it's called earnings and he has to take of mice anyway? So Yaivitz is mamish ishkoga yaitzim tena shalit. His mamish a pelotzim shein kamayu that he says based on that he only has to he could charge the business his salary, but then he doesn't take of mice and the profits afterwards. Mamish ayu minor. It's mamish mava all right. So. The guy by being tested, Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Will affect Shutfus now.
What?
It will affect
Shutfus? The Chavis Yara said that if you megaladas, that you know, if you megaladas in the beginning, that I'm going to be taking a salary, when the shipment comes in, I'm going to be taking a salary. Fine, you can do that. And I mean, then the Shutfus is only after that. Yeah, that's where we started. The Yaivitz brings
affect,
down.
When
will it affect the shutas? I don't even mean.
Will it affect the meiser for the other shutas? If he takes
his side. So that will. The other shutas is only getting. All the shutas is only getting the zechad profit. But he's saying. He says. The Yaivitz says. No, he says. Yaivitz says that the guy that's hiring himself doesn't have to give meiser only on what's left over. So not the other guy. The other guy is the guy with chosh mishpat. That's the guy with the chavis yar. The guy with the other shutif, yeah, he doesn't think of meiser what this guy. I mean, he ends up with a kul. You mean? Because this guy takes it as wages, then the profits are less. Say it. That was Chavis Yar. It's if you megala das that you are getting paid for your work, that's fine. In minei shutfis, it's fine. That means the profit that we split as shutfim is only after expenses, including what I'm taking from my own salary. That was the Chavis Yar. And based on that, the Ayin says there's enough kamil. Got meiser, is all meiser. The only he has to pay on the profits. But that much, she's right. Mechayra, even with getting a salary, has to go meiser. Okay. Legabe testing Hashem. So. The Yaivitz. One in a different tshuva. That since Maisik Sofim, it's not mamish like Maiser, so even though it's Kabbal Gazach, Roy did stock of a Chesed, Yim Zachayim, stock of a Chabad Vaisher, your mamish have all the brachas if you take of Maiser, But the school that we say of Chanunin Rabbi Zayis, that's dafka by Meiser Tvua and not by Meiser Ksofim. This is saying that Lila Teskosh Baruch Hu, Chanunin Rabbi Zayis, Ashubas Asech Lamed Dai. So it could be also, people say, right, Asa Ta'aser, Aser Bashild Shetis Titasher. That luchayra v'yayiv, that doesn't really apply to Meiser Ksofim, though I think people do throw that around. But if he, all this, the yayiv is upon him, would not apply. Oh, so then the well, we mentioned for the child whether it makes a tevel or not. So then there's a maril, choose maril, which chayish to kapella. He had to say that. He says like this. The Shaila was, if you could be Seicher Melamdim, Ramaisa or by Sfarim, Ramaisa Ksafim, of Yisayimim. The Yisayimim need a Melamdim, can you use the Maisa Ksafim for that? So he says like this, that he brings down the Gemara and his Zakin. That apotropis of the assignment could take off meiser from the produce. Why? Because you can't. You know, I'll be meichel the cotton tevel. So in order to allow the cotton to eat, you have to take off meiser. Right? So apotropis, the one that's in charge, could take off meiser. Even though he's not the bailim, but he could take off meiser. Because I'll get him to take off meiser. Otherwise, the assignment can't eat. Yeah. So he says, so Meila, the Bizman is it, Oichel Mesayim and Akol, Imkain, I feel Tevel Rabbanon, Ein Lahachil. So he seems to be calling it Tevel Rabbanon. Maisek Sofim, he says Tevel Rabbanon, therefore you have to take off the Maiser, Maisek Sofim, and give it, otherwise it's Tevel Rabbanon. Sounds like he's saying. Now, the Chayr is also another place, another tshuva of the Maril, that he's done, also very interesting Shaila. He said that a woman was mafresh meiser moment, was mafresh from her husband's money, and Shaila was whether or not, is it chal, because it's not her money, the money belongs to her husband. So what's it then? So he says, If she's running the show, she's running the house, then she's allowed to. Furthermore, he says, he didn't want to say that the husband is not maskim to take off meiser, and he's like, if hoyeloi leiv kinoval karmelit, yeah. And she did a meiser of a gayol, the whole story of the David, and she went and brought him the bread and the wine. And Noval Karmelit didn't want to give David's soldiers to eat. So he says, "Tavel lebracha, shlo lahachiloi davar sheinim einoy muuser." Adrabe, she's doing a big tzitkus over here. That by taking off the meiser, she's not being meichel her husband davar sheinim muuser. Sounds like he's talking about davar sheinim muuser, right? Davar sheinim muuser is tevel, which is marilish tasai. He seems to hold that it's mamish like tevel, which is the kapella, yeah, to say such a thing. A miser, I mean, if he's able to come out, a guy gets his paycheck, until he takes off miser, he can't use the money, his pella, right? I mean, definitely the minigoyalim is not like that. People, you make cheshbon, and whatever it is, you don't go running around the first second, give it all away. You have miser cheshbon, when per need, when suckers come up, whatever it is, you give out the money. But according to the Maril, you should have to mafresh it. And that Lamaisa, Akadekach, Lamaisa, we don't say that. But, back upon him, but he seems to be taking the dimin to Maisa Ani, like the Taz we saw in the beginning, pretty seriously. Okay, we'll leave it at the Shaita. Okay, so now there's a big Shaila in the Achrayinim, in the Paiskim. What exactly do you have to do with your Maisa? The big shaila is, can you use it for mitzvahs other, you know, mitzvahs other than staka lani? So it's like this. The big shaila in the Paiskim, and the Chacham Sofer wants to be totally talking in this Chakira. What is the gather of Meiser? Is Meiser a gather of staka? Or is it a gather of, is it Shirin staka? Oh, so let's see. It's a shmach like this. Reshmim Tess, Yerdeya, the Rav brings down from Maril. Ein lasis ma'aseh shaloi dvar mitzvah. You can't use your ma'aseh money for mitzvahs. Kagoyin, what's called mitzvahs? Neir's beis knesses. You can't pay, you can't give a donation to your shul. It's very nice idea, but tzorchei rabim. There should be light in shul. There should be air conditioning. Pay for electricity. There's air conditioner, or they need a new air conditioner or something like that. A new Aron Kodesh. All these things are very wonderful endeavors, but not with Maisa money. Yeah, not with Maisa money. Rak yidnen lanim. That's what the Ramah paskins b'shem the Maril.
You can't even like just donate to the shul.
Stop
donating to the shul.
Say, what does stop donating to the shul? So instead of you paying the electricity bill, you're gonna hit the shul, and then they'll pay the electricity bill with it. It's the same thing. That's the question. Giving a shul are not aniyim, whether it's a rich shul or not, but the shul are not aniyim. It's sarchei rabim, it's sarchei tzibur. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. Yeah, but shaila is whether you use money for that. So zok some cipher. That because Maril holds, so this is a little funny because here is a particular time of the Chassidim, right? So the Maril holds as their Isa, and it's like Maisa Ani. Mamela, all you have is Tevis Sinah, like real Maisa Ani. You can't decide you want a new Aron Kodesh for the shul and use your Maisa Ani for that, right? You have to give it to the name. You can decide which Ani you want to give it to, but you have to give it to the name. So this would be Lishtasei Takla. The Maril holds, it even makes Tevel. I mean, the Maril takes the Dimyon to Maisa Ani very seriously. And so it's like Mamish Tevel. And the flip side of that is also that you can't give it to anyone except Anim. You can't use it for anything except Anim. Now, what the Chacham Sofer says, he holds as the Raisa, like we said, the Pasha of Tyson maybe is, but that Lachar is a mistake because Maril said the Feirish. We saw in one of the tshuvas before, he said, he called it Tevel Rabbanan. He called it Tevel Rabbanan. It means, even Al Tzad, he's been medamid to Maisa Ani, Pshay the Chazal modeled the Chiv of Maisa Ani, after the Chiv of Maisa Ksafim, after the Chiv of Maisa Ani. But not to say that is the Raisa, but it's only Rabbanan. And another tshuva, in Maril, he writes, the Gabe Dovashal Ba'olam. So he writes, by Meiser, you can't take off on stuff that's gonna grow, right? Obviously. You can't even take off in the middle of Tal Shalom Mechubar. So he says, but Meiser itself is not a problem. He says, by Meiser Tfuah, it has to be in a mukuf, right? It means you can't take, it has to be, you take off what's in front of you from what's in front of you. That has to be connected, min a mukuf, right? But Meiser Ksofim, unamakbit. Chodesh Nyoshin, right? By Meiser Dereisa, you can't take off 1 year to 1 year's produce to the next. Each one has to be from that year. And Isaac saw him, there's no problem of taking off from 1 year to the next. So Mela, he says, my time of Isaac saw him hit there, Hagodol Marie Oppenheim, the Chuvel Hachil, little other Vilimoi, with the rise of Tavloy Meira, or Amarbe Meiser is Mikukolim, or Michael Levi Oni Tevel, if you Marbe Meiser. bracha ma'izidon meshubach v'tavar le'bracha. V'cheini writes hamagdimai. This is a line. This is the Kapel. I didn't have a chance to see all the Paiskim about this, but Maisa, the line that Marilla, I didn't see anyone that's Ayman on this, but this is a very, very important line. Even though, right, even though Marilla is the one that's Madame to Maisa Ani, right? But still he's saying, doesn't have all the, since Zon Rabbanan, doesn't have all the limitations of Maisa Ani, Legabe da Frasha. And not only that, he says, Bechein Hamagdimai. Yeah? It sounds like he's saying, "V'nidmei ulah the trumas halishcha the tayrmin al asid ligvais." The trumas halishcha, they would take off the trumas halishcha to use for the kabbanis, right? The kabbanis of the kabbanis sibur for the talmid. But even so, where did the money of the trumas halishcha come from? It came from the masa shekel, right? People gave masa shekel every year, and that's what that was the lishcha. And then three times a year, they would with trumas halishcha, they would take off a certain amount, yeah. It says retirement chumas alishcha al as the ligvais. It means the person who didn't give yet, yeah. The truma of the chumas alishcha is chal, and meaning that the person that didn't give yet, he's going to have a chalik in the karbanis because this is a truma of all the money coming yet, right? You know. The absentee ballots, all the those that voted by mail, right? They sent in their shkalim. That's also nichla, and that's Maril's medama. And it seems to be saying that ma'isik sofim also you could give ma'iser. And this is a shaila that a lot I get this question a lot very often. Right? Question is, it's again very often. Can you take off ma'iser on stuff that you didn't earn yet? Right, you finish your ma'aser, and you have a certain stock of project you want to give to, but you finished all your ma'aser already. So can I say, okay, fine, I'll take a ma'aser, and my next paycheck, I'll discount it. So Pashas always thought, Mamash until yesterday, that it's Pashit, that you can't do it, because there's a Ramah that says that the Ramah says. That what you could do is you could lend the ani money. Ramah says you could lend the ani money, and then when you earn more money, you could be meichel the chayv, and that's how you're kind of the meiser, right? It's mash from the Ramah that you can't give meiser now. Give it to the ani for him, give it to the ani mamish, and when you the earnings you'll take it off. Ramaz Mashma, the Dafka, you can lend it to Rani, and then you'll be Michael the Chayv, you won't be Chayva, and that's enough. Right, so that for sure you could do. If you want to give your Maisa early, you can lend it to Rani, and then you know, automatically the Chayv will become Bato. But from this Maril, and then the Maril is a Omen Hoge Chayiso Ashkenazim Akpanim come from Maril, Kamat, and then Ramah. Every second Ramah is a Maril, right? So it's interesting that this Maril seems to be saying that you don't have to lend it to me. You just give it to him. Al Cheshbin, the future earnings. Yeah? So Maisa, this also I saw now in the Yehuda. So someone wrote it down. Is it Yehuda? I mean, I don't remember. One second. Then Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that the minig is, he says, oh, originally in time that stalker, you can't take a cheshbon off the cheshbon. Omnim he says, "How you look for nagu? Make it in the feeder amal zaknai Yehuda. You can only do it derech halva, but if you give it to him as stalker, you can't take off ma'aser later. When you gave him stam stalker, it's not ma'aser. Ma'aser is only after you have the earnings. Then you can take it off. You didn't earn it yet. You can't take it off. I'll shame what you're going to earn. But he says though, how you look for nagu, sarach leimar." Kiva Shigamba Malvalani. Ain't a halva, he has a psal shtickle. It's not a halva gemura. She ain't only tzarach lefraya mishalai. Afim heshir. Right? Sheshuve mafish olav. See, this is interesting. Abuda. He says, the guy does their mashtik. Yeah? He loans money to Ani. And his next paycheck, whatever it is, when he gets money, he'll be Meichel Bechai. And that'll be his oifen of giving the ma'aser. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, what happens if in the meantime the ani becomes ice ani? Yeah? So I mean, when's the ma'aser chal? When you moichel the chayiv, that's when the ma'aser is chal. Right? Because otherwise it's a joke, right? Now, by time when you moichel the chayiv, the guy wanted to hit the jackpot. He won a lottery. He became very rich now. So you can't give him ma'aser now. So being moichel the chayiv, the chayiv, it doesn't work. Right? And so he says, but now the question is, so Ani should have to pay. Maybe the man should have to pay back the money now. I loaned the guy money. Loaned the $100. Yeah. Okay. Now Elmai, in a month from now, when I get my salary, I'll be my chalukhay. That'll be my oifin of ma'aser. No, but then he's an asher. So he should have to give back. Now I loaned the money. He has to give back to me. He says an ibu, though he doesn't have to. Right. Which sort of makes it sort of like a joke. He doesn't have to. I'm not sure exactly how it's working. So even though he says if he became an ani, you can't take it off your ma'aser, because when you're giving the ma'aser, says Rabbi Yehuda, he's not an ani. You're giving ma'aser an asher. But midah kisa, the ani doesn't have to pay you. Because he's not going to pay you. He borrowed the money, but that's madas, he's not going to pay you. It's not clear exactly how that works. The tais, whatever. Al kapanim, Zok Rabbi Yehuda said. Anyway, you see that this halva is not such a mamish halva. Mele says and gets a karnogu. Again, I'm not sure how all these pieces are coming together. Rabbi Yehuda, al kapanim. Bottom line, though, Rabbi Yehuda says karnogu. He says that yet to give al shem asid and skilu. It's understood that the memela, it's omdeno, they're giving it as halva. So pachot yoter, that's what they're just saying. Again, it wasn't clear to me exactly what they're just saying. But upon it, for this maril, it would be a smach such halacha. This maril, it says, it sounds like you mamish give it, you predate it. So just okay, we don't have time to finish here, but just the other sheet that we said to Ramah brings down Maril, they can't give the mitzvahs. The Shach brings down for the Marshal and the Drisha, Rishem Mam Rutenberg, she was Mam Rutenberg, that called mitzvah Tavil Yadoi, Kigoin, Lias Bal Bris, Elachas Chosn Kal, Lachuppah, Liknoi Svarim, Lumabam, that's a famous, right? People buy Svarim and lend it out, Lashinu Acherim. Im loy hoy yachal lechayos biyadai, then you could buy him in a ma'aser. And he means that tshuva. Okay, it means that tshuva we mentioned earlier about giving it to your children. We don't have time for that right now. To al kapanim. So again, this shita, that's the sefer says, if the shita of the shach, the lana do it for all the mitzvahs, the tazos being that shita, that the min ha'olam is definitely not like the Ramah, not like the Maril. Min ha'olam is definitely, we do use ma'aser money for all quote unquote stucco projects, which aren't necessarily laniyim. And therefore, if so, some cipher pshat is that tzad is to say that's not ma'aser gairin, LMI it's chiv of tzedaka, and the chiv of tzedaka that the chazal mechayev wasn't just lanim, it could be this sheet holds that it was all in yoni mitzvah. Now, okay, just one or two points. Alach ma'aser. The shayla is a few things. A lot of shaylas come up with this, with mitzvahs. What type of mitzvahs? A lot of youth. Can you buy an aliyah with the ma'aser? Can you buy an aliyah? Money goes to the shul, goes to aniyah, whatever it is. Can you buy an aliyah? Buy mafti yayna. You pay $3,000 for mafti yayna. You stuck up money, your ma'aser money. Why not? You have to give money anyway. So to me, it was always dove pashit. Mamish, I never had tzad. That to me, the gedder was always very clear. It depends if you're getting something. Are you buying something? Right? If you stop giving tzedakah, so fine, it's even for a mitzvah, right? So you're buying the Shem Lamar, the money's going for a mitzvah, yeah? But if you're getting something, you're getting an aliyah. Yeah, also the place talk about, can you buy to pay for your seat in the shul, right? Was it they're building a shul, right? So they want everyone to buy seats. Then they use that money and build a shul. Right? So even the money is going to build a shul, right? Sef Kosaif, you're getting a seat. I mean, you come in, you know, after Baruch Hu, the guy is sitting there, you know, you kick him out, right? So you're getting something, right? Or an Aliyah, you're getting an Aliyah. To me, it was always Pashit, beyond Pashit, that these things don't count. So now, yesterday when I was working on this, so the sister Yezid brought down, so I saw this first, I showed Menashe Klein, he says, you could take it off if, at least when you, it has to be tonight, when you bought the Aliyah, you had in mind. You know, whatever, that's all riches about that in the Taz. We don't have time for that right now, but at least it has to be that, because if you Stam made a pledge, you Stam born Aliyah, and you don't have mind that you can use Maisa money, then the Lachia, that's Pasha, you can't use Maisa money, because a Dovish HaMakhaiva can't come from Maisa. So once it becomes, once or they talk about, price talk about, the guy wants the, you know, he was Machai himself with a certain amount for his son's dira, yeah, or stamp support, yeah. So if Bishas, when he was Machai himself, he had a mind to take off Maisa, so he could take off Maisa because it's similar in Kyle, he could use Maisa money for that. But if when he made the deal, we sat down with the Mechutanim and the Ishmael was Machai, how much were whatever it is they're giving, and he didn't think about Maisa money at the time, so then he was ready Machai himself. Once he's Machai himself, he can't use Maisa. So the question of it, so you said you can use, but if he cashed rice before, you can use it for an Aliyah. So to me, it was a Pasha or not. But then, the Maisa Chavetz Chaim, and Abbas Chesed, to me, I was shocked when I saw this. He's done Barichas, the whole Shal and the Pais, going to use Maisa money for mitzvahs. Then he says, he writes, the Liknais Aliyahs, in Mois Maiser, in my Mois Mischal Klaniyim, and Lahach Melkul Alma. And lach b'kul alma. Because if the money is being used for niyim, you know, as opposed to mitzvah, as, you know, so then it's not going to the shul. It's going, the lead money goes for time for Shabbos. Yeah. So then you're not being involved in the payiskim whether you can use it for mitzvah or not. Right. So in the kul alma, he says you can do it. Right. It means even getting an aliyah, but if the money is going to the shul, okay, then it's still in the shayla whether or not you give money to the shul, but otherwise, he says you could use ma'aser money to buy an aliyah. To me, that was mamash a shocker. And maybe yesh lo din now got be a seat in shul. Maybe can't be arrived from there. That might be worse. The mamash you have a seat. Maybe it's worse. You know, there also since it's the Ezra's nagel. There's one point that also is a shocker to me that the advice mechzitzchok brings down a lech yosher, the Talmud of the Trumas Deshen, Mamish early. He brings down Kshiyas Chalita Meiser. So Lahasna is the Gabi Mitzvahs. You have to that person say you have to be Master Chil. You're going to give it the Mitzvahs. Otherwise, it could be Shalav and Nether. If you Chil give it the Tzadok of Dafka, could be today. I think most people, you know, give money to Shul Meiser. So it could be like an Umdana. But anyway, he said he still can't buy a talis or a tzitzis, talis a tefillin, or an esrid. He can't use that for even though you're betzem, you could use the shul talis, you could use the shul tefillin, you could use the shul esrid, right? They used to have a esrid tziburi. But he says, still, you're buying it for yourself, then you can't use ma'aser. You need it. But he says, though, for hiddur, for that, you can use ma'aser money. It's mama or Ryan. He says that you have a shayla, you pay $50 for an esrig. Go ahead, you want to pay $100, $200 for an esrig. The test is you can use ma'aser money. This to me was mama shapelot. Okay, by the way.